Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Allison Knezovich, the Baltimore County correspondent for the Baltimore Sun. Allison, you've been writing recently about an interesting situation involving developers, which always gets everybody's attention, and the proposal by a group called Caves Valley Partners to do a big project, and there's a piece of property that they want to get a hold of. There's a building on it. It gets a little bit complicated.
Just some background on the project first. This was a $300 million project called Towson Road that was announced in June. It's going to be a really big project for downtown Towson. And there's a small piece of land, less than half of an acre, that is owned by the county. And under the lease agreement that was approved by the council this week, a company related to Caves Valley will be able to lease that with an option to purchase after 2 years.
The council approved the deal with one abstention from Councilwoman Allman. Oh, no, I guess she voted against it. She didn't abstain. She says the process lacked transparency. What additional information do you think she was looking for?
Vicki Allman felt that there wasn't enough public discussion of this deal or public notice. The county disagrees. The administration brought this lease to the council. They said they weren't required to do that and that they do leases all the time.
Well, the council, the county executive, Mr. Kamenetz, they had gotten close to making a deal with someone else about this parcel. They have subsequently thought that the smaller piece of ground needs to be part of the bigger project.
Yes, 2 years ago, they had tried to sell the building. It's a former county office building that was part of the Recreation and Parks Department, and they received two bids for that. They felt neither bid was high enough for the value of the land, so they never made an agreement with the high bidder to sell it to him.
Allison, do we know what the tax implications are of this deal? And referring again to the smaller parcel and whatever you may know about the larger one in terms, again, you know, what the benefits will be financially.
I'm sure that the larger project is going to generate a lot of tax revenue given the size of that project. And the smaller parcel, however, the developer will not have to pay any property taxes on it while it's still owned by the county. That was one of Vicki Allman's objections. She said the council didn't even have the information to know what would be the tax value of this parcel of land if it were privately owned.
Is there some suggestion here that political influence is involved?
I don't think anyone has made that assertion publicly.
The assertion is always made, at least privately, in all of these deals, whether it's true or not. So anyway, as we were saying, it looks like it's pretty much a done deal.
Yes, it was approved 6-1 by the council earlier this week.
Well, we'll see what happens from here. Allison, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Allison Knezovich, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.